I'm Mark Steiner here talking with Congresswoman Donna Edwards. Donna, welcome. Good to talk to you once again.
You too. It's good to be here.
The vote was just taken, and I understand you were one of the members of the congressional delegation that voted against this bailout plan.
I did vote against the plan, and I think it was the right thing to do. I think the legislation, despite the best efforts of our leadership working off of a couple of pieces of paper presented by the administration and Secretary Paulson, really were not able to construct a bill that made the most sense for taxpayers, for working people, for our small businesses, and for homeowners.
So what do you think happens now, though? I mean, many economists, even one or two I've spoken to this afternoon, who were not happy with Paulson's bailout plan are saying that without some kind of action, the economy could go into a major tailspin, credit could freeze up, Main Street's really going to be hit hard, and America's waiting for disaster.
Well, you know, I mean, here's the thing. We're going to come back and we're going to get this right for taxpayers. And we'll do it in short order, but we'll do it by putting some ideas on the table that mean that taxpayers won't have to bite the cost for Wall Street's mess and cleaning it up, and that homeowners will see some kind of relief in preventing foreclosures. And I know that we're going to do that. I mean, I looked at the markets today, and we're just a few minutes from the close of the market.
Mm-hmm.
It was down about 700 points, but now it's back it's still significant, a 500-point loss, but it means the market is recovering, that it's righting itself. And I think that in the next several days, we are going to get it right for the American people.
Does that mean Congress will not end its session and will stay there till it's done?
Well, we haven't adjourned.
Do you think it will adjourn?
No. I think that, you know, we are open, subject to the call of our chair and our speaker, and we're going to sit back and look at some ideas that can make this work for taxpayers, that can ensure accountability and oversight, that can make sure that we really are spending the taxpayers' money responsibly, and that can ensure that homeowners get real relief from foreclosures. My problem with the legislation as it stood is that I think it had a lot of really important goals, but the legislation itself didn't accomplish that.
What do you think is said? Two quick questions here, then I'll let you go. What do you think is said politically when the opposition in the House of Representatives consisted of what people call progressive Democrats and very conservative Republicans?
Well, actually, when I look at the House Democrats who voted against this bill, it was actually quite a range of House Democrats who opposed this bill. And, with Republicans, I think that it says that this wasn't the right measure to protect taxpayers and ensure homeowners could stay in their homes and stabilize the financial markets. And I think that we have to put some other ideas on the table, both from a regulatory standpoint, but also from a consumer protection standpoint. And we will get this right for the American people, not just for the short term, but for the long term. I mean, what we had here, we had essentially, the Thanksgiving turkey. It was, presented, it looked nice, but there was no stuffing. And right now, our job is to come back to the table and get it right for the American people.
Okay, one last thing here. For you, what is the stuffing? I mean, what do you think? We talked about $700 billion, maybe $1 trillion in a bailout. There was a $600-some billion bill passed for the Pentagon last week, $25 billion the other week for Detroit. So there's money. This money's coming out of somewhere. So what is your thought about what has to be how you invest dollars in America's future? What are you going to be arguing that should be done?
Well, the money is coming out of America's future, and so what I want to make sure is that we get the number right. From the outset, I question whether we needed a $700 billion fix. I think that there were a number of economists who wondered whether we could structure this this differently, and I share that view. That I think that we have a problem, but I don't know that we have a $700 billion problem. And so we need to attach to make sure that we really understand how we're valuing those assets, who we're bailing out, what we're giving them, and then what the American people get in exchange, and whether we're able to recoup any of this money from a potential bailout. I mean, we've got to ensure regulation, oversight. We have to make sure that homeowners are protected and are able to keep and to stay in their homes and stabilize the market. I believe that we can do those things. I believe that our leadership is committed to that, and I'm looking forward to working in the Congress to make sure that those things happen. And then, and only then, will they get my support.
Congresswoman Don Edwards, thank you so much for taking the time with us. We'll talk to you very soon. Good luck with all this and for all of us.
Thank you.
Take care.